Ah, oh, the sound that you heard there, or maybe you didn't actually, was a robin who came to sit right next to us on this little slightly rotted picnic bench in a car park in what could be a really romantic location of the Peak District. But guess what, Anna? You're not in a good mood right now, are you?
Do you know when, like, in life, there's places that you choose to go and there's places that you're forced to go? This is a forced one.
Well, I assure you, if you listen to this podcast, it does get better. But it is raining, so you're going to have to bear with us. It might be a bit of a wet and a windy one today. We are outside. We're in the Peak District, and we have a brilliant guest that we're going to introduce to you in a moment. Today, we're talking about things like acceptance, courage. Oh, my goodness. The robin is actually here. He actually came and sat next to me. Or maybe she. I don't know. Can you have Lady Robins?
Don't ask me about sexing Robins.
Sexing Robins. Right. I think we're going to move on. Anyway, we're talking about acceptance, courage, no judgment. Maybe these are words that you've heard about, but you're not really sure what they mean. You're not really sure, am I practicing them? I know I should be practicing them. How do I do that? We're going to explore what these terms kind of, what they mean and how to put it into practice. Have I summed that up right, Anna?
Yeah, I think it's a massive part of a journey, isn't it? Acceptance, being kind to yourself. We talk about that a lot, don't we? But sometimes I don't think we realise how we aren't accepting and how cruel we can be to ourselves. So it's quite a deep issue, I think.
Something that I definitely have struggled with.
Yeah, me too.
Well, anyway, let's open up the inbox and we'll get cracking with another wonderful Slimming World podcast.
You have one new message.
Hello, I'm Victoria and I attend Holly's 5:30 Briston group and I'm here in group today and they are going to help me
cue the ukuleles.
You know what? I mean, we've been doing this Cue the Ukuleles for a while, Anna. And if you're kind of new to the podcast, we always used to say this kind of weird phrase because basically we don't know how to start podcasts. No. That's what we realised.
We always got really scared, didn't we? Yeah. So we just started saying it. And now...
Cue the ukuleles. And then we handed it over to our listeners and we opened up a voicemail inbox and now it's gone off. And now for a whole group to cue the ukuleles. I mean, this is like crazy. This is brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks, Victoria. And thanks, Holly, you know, for your group, for your participation.
We appreciate it muchly.
Yes. So welcome to the podcast. I am Claire. She is Anna.
She? The cat's mother, as my mum used to say.
Well,
I am Anna.
If you want to call yourself the cat's mother, that's up to you. And welcome to this crazy ride. We put out a podcast every Monday. It's every other Monday on Apple Podcasts and Spotify or the public feeds. And then on the other Mondays, we also do a bonus members only podcast. So do make sure if you are a member, you go and listen via the app or Slimworld Lifeline online. But today we have an awesome, cool guest.
An awesome? I've got that.
Do you think I've bigged you up enough, Zoe?
We're just tapping the table. I think that's very good, yeah. I love it.
So, like, in the true kind of Cilla Black style, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name...
I did it in a Brummy accent, not Scouse. Sorry.
I was about to do that as well. So my name's Zoe and I'm from Dorset.
And I feel like you're going to do a chat show game way. So, Zoe, you know, awesome that you can kind of join us here in the Peaks because you don't live around these ways, do you?
Oh my gosh, I'm about 5 hours down south from
here.
But it's beautiful, so thanks for having me.
Yeah, so pretty, isn't
it?
So if you're listening to this, Zoe is helping us out with another series as well. It's for our It's a Kind of Magic series, a special bonus 4-part podcast series, which we're doing for the summer. So do have a listen to that. It's in the members area under Body Magic Essentials. But Zoe, we kind of wanted to have a more in-depth kind of conversation with you because you've been on a ride, like a wild ride, I was going to say. Like, so you joined Slimworld at 19.
Yeah.
I've got this right.
19.
It was a couple of years ago or so.
Last year, yeah. Totally last year.
Well, it was a little bit more than that, wasn't it?
20 years ago now.
But the headline of the story is that you lost 4 stone.
Yeah.
Dropped 5 dress sizes.
Yeah.
And you have maintained that for 17 years. You were awarded top target consultant. Now you're a consultant last year.
Yeah.
And then you went to be a part of the Slimming World London Marathon team. I mean, those are the headlines. Have we missed anything?
Wow. No, that sounds about right. It sounds a bit mad, doesn't it, when you say it like that? Yeah. Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. 17 years at Target.
Yeah.
And you've had two kids in the middle of that.
I know.
Gosh, that's incredible. Because we meet a lot of people who, and I think Claire's biggest fear getting to Target was, how do I stay here? Mm. To meet someone that's been there so long, that's super inspiring. It really is, isn't it? Mm.
So there were kind of key themes when we were reading your podcast, which anybody can read. It's on the success stories. You were also in the magazine as well, weren't you, a few months ago? I mean, you've done all the glamorous photo shoots. We need to get one of these glamorous photo shoots.
Did you keep the clothes?
No. Oh, no, but you've made, get made to feel like a princess. Oh, it's amazing.
We need to call some people.
Yeah, you need to get in on this.
So take us back to when you were 19. You know, in the article it talks about that you were struggling like with physical, verbal abuse. Just give us a bit more of an insight into, you know, how rough it really was.
Oh, do you know, it was a real tough time, probably from about the age of 9, 10. I really struggled with my weight. My parents split up and it was just really, really hard. So I was that child at school that never got picked for the team, and I used to eat my lunch in the toilets to hide away from all the horrible comments that people used to call me. And my maiden name was McGregor, so like the nickname that stuck was Big Mac. And yeah, it was hard, and the only place I found comfort was with food and not the right food. And yeah, just spiraled out of control, and I just felt completely lost at place where I was probably just at my darkest time, really. Yeah, it was tough.
And was activity or cooking a part of your lifestyle at all?
No, none whatsoever. I think my cooking was throw something in the oven, a ready meal, that was it. I didn't know how to eat healthy. I probably never even ate fruit or veg. You know, it was just, yeah, I didn't.
The old beige carpet.
Very
I mean, that's what I lived.
That's what Claire was before, you know.
That's a polite way of putting it, isn't it? You know?
Or like prick the holes in it and shove it in the microwave and hope for the best type dinner, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, I used to microwave chips for my tea. So,
I've been
you
there.
Know. You could get those chips, though.
Yeah, I don't think they were, though.
But, you know, a lot of people are in that situation and, you know, it's really difficult. But what was the kind of catalyst that made you think, I've had enough of this? I want to sort this out. And amazing that you did it at 19, because it took me a lot more years to get to that point.
Yes, my sister saw me just crying on the stairs at home one day and was like, look, we need to do something about it. I'm going to take you to the local Slim and Well group. I'd never heard of it and I didn't know what to expect. I was so scared. I thought I was going to walk into a room full of people and they were all just going to point and laugh and judge me. And yeah, one of the scariest things I've ever done.
It's very overwhelming, isn't it? Walking into the unknown, kind of, and thinking, how are they going to perceive me? How am I going to accept this? So I think we've talked about this. I sat in the car park of 6 groups, like I was that scared. And, you know, you felt daunted walking into that room before, haven't you? So at 19, that is a scary place.
Oh, do you know, if it wasn't for my sister, I would never have done it, because it was just so scary.
What does your sister say now?
She's like, owes it all to her, you know. She's
now,
like, yeah, can you just mention my name wherever you go?
What is her name?
Her name's Vivian Galpin.
Okay, right, credit.
She'll love that.
What was it like, you know, when you kind of got started? Because I found it quite overwhelming. And I think when I actually joined, I realised how little I really knew about cooking. And all these people were talking about these amazing recipes in group. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And I couldn't really get on board with the books and recipes for a long time. I found it intimidating, if I'm honest. Mm. There were a lot of ingredients and it just wasn't where I started. Where I started was listening
right
to the group and hearing people talk about what they did with potatoes. And
I see it a lot. I don't know if you see it in your group. You come in, a new member comes in at a point where they see all these members cooking all these things and they think that's always how they've been. But what you don't see is there are people like you who didn't eat anything and cook before and now they are cooked.
A fish finger sandwich was about as good as it got. Yeah. Considering now I'm vegan, I think that's hilarious.
But with your microwave chips.
Yeah.
Hey,
Oh, I mean,
the bread as well, but you know,
just was, you know, I mean, it survived. I've got nutrition somehow.
Exactly. But I think the thing that to know about a slimming group is that people don't all start out slim and don't start out as cooks. That is something that happens, and I think it is understandable to be intimidated because we live in such a convenience world. So many of us have come from that, and we don't get taught those life skills, do we? So, you know, if there's anyone out there that's thinking, "Oh my gosh, I don't cook or anything," look at you now, Claire, from not cooking to having the biggest pantry I've ever seen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
connoisseur now.
Yeah. Oh my, what she doesn't know about spice, no one should know.
That sounds so wrong.
No, spicy.
No, but you know, I consider when I joined Slimming World like going back to school. You know, and I did it at 29 or 30, I can't remember now. But you know, and I considered like going back to school. I was like, it's almost like my education to really learn. Okay, I don't know about this, but I'm going to learn. Yeah. Use that book, learn how to construct a meal. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, do you know, it took me 2 years to lose my weight, but I wasn't wanting to rush it because very much like you, I wanted to learn, or I needed to learn, and I wanted to take my time and make sure that I understood how to cook and, you know, just make it part of my life and change these habits of a lifetime that I'd created to new, healthier ones. And so, yeah, it took me a longer time than maybe most people to lose the weight, but for me it was about learning.
And I always say this to my members and to anyone that's listening, it's your journey. Therefore, if it takes 2 years, that's cool. If it takes 3 months, and it's knowing that it's at your pace, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people look at other people and think, well, she's lost 6 stone in 6 months. Oh, I should do that. Yeah. And that's not necessarily the right thing for you as a person, is it?
No, it's so easy to start comparing yourself to other people. And I think there's a good old saying, isn't there? Comparison's a thief of joy.
Yeah.
And so it was learning not to start comparing against other people. And, you know, being 19, it was like all my friends were like slim and I was the big girl. And it was definitely a learning curve, but amazing one.
How did you balance it with being a 19-year-old who I suspect, if you were a 19-year-old like me, like to party a little bit, go out drinking? How did you balance that all with the weight loss?
So in our groups, we learned about making swaps. Yeah. So I was like always buying cheap wine and cheap beer. And so in group, they helped me to learn to change it into spirits. So that was like...
Turned you into a gin drinker.
Yeah, so I was a vodka girl. and so vodka and Diet Coke. And so I was switching it to that, which really helped. So I could still go out, still have a party with my friends and equally like... help with the weight losses along the way.
Because I think there is that fear, and we often talk about this, like if you're going to embark on a weight loss journey, you can't live the life that you want. And it's understanding that you can, but it might not be the life that it was before. So you've got to make some serious change, haven't you?
Yeah, totally. If nothing changes, nothing changes, right? Mm. So you have to make those changes. And that's why it took slightly longer to lose the weight, because it was about learning to create those new healthier habits and changing things. Yeah. But still nothing's banned, so I was still able to have a drink and you know, my chocolate or whatever, and lose the weight alongside that.
Amazing, isn't it?
So we kind of like had picked out this kind of theme that we felt like was running through, I suppose, like the psychology of your journey around this word acceptance. I mean, what does acceptance mean to you?
Oh my gosh.
It's a tough one, isn't it? What did you have to accept in order to kind of like move forwards?
I think what Anna just said, accepting that you've got to make changes. You can't live the life that you've been leading if you want to live the life that you want to lead.
Yeah.
So it was accepting that I had to make changes. But also for me, I'd never felt accepted in a social situation in my life before. So to walk into that group for the first time, talking to that group for the first time and finally feel accepted by a group of people for the first time in my life was just life-changing to realise. People you don't know, no one's got any judgment, there's absolutely no humiliation. It was just like, actually, I think I can do this.
Do you know what's incredible as well? It's that you still feel that, what is it, 20 years on? Still feel that emotion that was a pivotal like moment in your life. And you still feel moved by that, I think, tells you like, you know, people kind of say, oh, there are these kind of different ways to lose weight online. But if there was ever like kind of a reason about the power of Slimming World being more than a food plan, I think that's it. In a nutshell. What about like, I mean, because we kind of picked out like the words about courage, you know, and like what courage means to different people. For you, it was, you know, kind of facing the fact that I need to do something about it and I need to take a step forwards into a stretch zone, somewhere that's going to push me out of my comfort zone, and I'm not quite sure what's the other side of the door. And the no judgment. I mean, and we kind of say within group that there isn't any judgment, and you guys as consultants, I think, are brilliant at setting that up. But also, I suppose, it's like, how do you kind of take away the judgment of yourself?
Yeah.
Like, how do you manage that? Because, you know, you're obviously someone who stayed at Target, so those lessons you learnt, they stuck somehow. But how do you kind of manage the not judging yourself?
That is a challenge. I mean, at the age of 19, I was ready to give up on myself because I didn't know what else I could do. So I kind of remind myself of that and how hard I worked to make those changes. And with all of that, you know, it's totally changed my life. And I just think, yeah, I just think it's something that you've just got to work on, but also that self-belief as well, to ensure that you can always strive to be the best. You know, we only get one life and we've got to live it the best we can. So one of the key things which I love about my Slimming World group and Slimming World as a whole is that it's all about surrounding yourself with positive people.
Yeah, like-minded people.
Yeah, and then that way there is no judgment, because you're surrounded by people who get you, who understand you, who can support you, and you've got your own little team of cheerleaders. So I think that way then you realise that there is no judgment, and there's no way you should be judging yourself either.
I think judging comes from being scared and like fearful and upset that I'm there. So if I'm judging myself because I've put on weight, it's because I'm scared what putting on weight means to me, or I'm judging myself that I'm there in the first place. Like, I've been angry, you've been angry at the fact that we had to lose weight. I mean, did you ever feel angry that you had to start the journey?
Yeah.
Was that, yeah.
Gosh, yeah.
And you judge yourself for that, don't you?
I think, yeah, you just think it's just not fair, is it? It's, yeah.
And that comes with the acceptance, accepting I have to do this, accepting that I will get a better life if I do it, but accepting that it's not going to be easy. We make so many people who struggle with the fact that it gets hard, and it's like, if you can accept the pitfalls and the joyous bits, then it makes the journey much easier, doesn't it? Because I think that's where you've struggled, and we've talked about this. You felt like you should be perfect, and you should be able to be perfect, and the fact that you can't be perfect used to really bother you, and it's actually knowing that you're not meant to be. Do you know what I mean?
I think for ages I really worried too much about what other people thought and tried to kind of... I wanted people to like me.
Yeah.
But then I was very unkind to myself. Mm. And I think it's one of those things where you kind of catch yourself, and if you write down on a piece of paper what your thoughts are, and that thing where people kind of say, now say this to a 7-year-old child.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
That'd be awful, wouldn't it?
Your face
why do we do it?
Oh, yeah.
I think one of the things that really helped me was it's like our for and against list that we use in our groups, but I was writing down all the reasons, like why I wanted to lose weight, and all the reasons how it would improve my life and how I wanted to look and feel about myself. And then I also wrote like all the, like you were saying, all the things that I felt about myself, the reasons why I didn't want to do it. And you know, that was a really powerful thing, and doing that at such a young age as well, it really helped me overcome a lot of that fear that you mentioned about, made me be a bit more realistic about things.
That's a really good point, because I think a lot of us go into this with this dream of perfection, and therefore we can't be realistic in how we expect the journey to go. We think it should be straight line. You know how you said it took you 2 years? A lot of us go in and think, well, I should be done in 10 minutes. Do you know what I mean? Like, and it's knowing you can't, yeah, can I wake up tomorrow? And it's knowing that actually to be realistic stops you judging yourself as well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But not giving, it's a two-edged sword, isn't it? Because actually you want to be realistic, but you also want to have hope. And I think sometimes you can be unrealistic and nasty to yourself. So it is about catching, you know, like you say, writing it down. I think that is when you can actually see what you're truly saying and doing, can't you? It's terrifying.
I think the amazing thing about like the weight loss journey, in my opinion as well, is that it is a roller coaster. But the brilliant thing about that is, if there was never any lows, you'd never appreciate the highs.
So but you don't remember that on the low bit, do you?
No.
It's really tough, isn't it? So fast forward now, and you, 17 years at Target. I mean, is this just like a thing you don't think about? Do you still have to work really hard on it? Like,
So some days are easier than others.
Yeah.
Lockdowns especially was a massive challenge. I did gain weight over that time, you know, homeschooling and all of that. What's that all about? So that was a challenge, and I did put on some weight during that time. But the brilliant thing was I just joined a group virtually. And just got that support again as a member to kind of help me, you know, change those habits that were scarily creeping back in again.
Yeah. I think lockdown hit so many people in a place that they didn't ever realise they could go back to, didn't it? Because it brought out a lot of things that we thought were dead and buried.
Yeah.
My goodness, the rain is absolutely... We've actually just pulled out an umbrella. That's what you can hear.
That's how bad it is.
It is. These crazy people are walking.
I've got a little...
They've just got back to their car in time.
They're clever.
I mean, our aim was to kind of start walking through the forest. I mean, I think this is probably the safest place for us to hide for a little bit, isn't it?
Do you know what happens to me in the rain? I shrivel up, so like I was not made for it.
Like a prune.
Literally, I was not made for the rain. Yeah, it's the one thing if I wish I could change about life was rain. You know what I mean? It's
my goodness.
It?
I mean, this is commitment, isn't it?
This is commitment.
Oh, say, hey, talking about commitment.
I love it.
You linked in brilliantly.
I mean, as someone who has, you know, struggled to even get to Target and then gone back and put weight and then had to rejoin, you know, it's my fifth time of rejoining Slimming World. I've got to Target, I bounced out of Target, I got to Target, I bounced out of Target, I'm kind of almost back in Target now. I found it really difficult to kind of level out, like find my groove. So I'm always like kind of wowed by people who can kind of keep doing this for such a long time. Like, what kind of advice would you have for someone who's kind of almost at Target or a new Target member?
So for me, I always have a before photo that I look at and I refer back to that if I'm ever having a bit of a down moment as such. And believe it or not, that list that I said I wrote when I was 19, I've still got it. So I just refer back to that because it just kind of sometimes gives me that motivation that I might need. You know, it's not like I do it all the time, but it's a really great thing just to help me and remind me of how I was feeling and how much I don't want to go back to being that person. And I think, you know, we work so hard to make these changes and we just need to believe in ourselves. And having like a group of people behind you who give you that belief, I still stayed going to group and I still get that support because, you know, we need that, and that is the beauty of what Slimming World offers us. We can get all that support.
How did you switch your mindset? Because that's the hardest thing. You go from being in a weight loss mindset to going, actually, this is where I stay now, without pushing the button of going, I'm going to go back to those old habits. Did you still have to catch yourself out, like going, actually, I can't go and eat three, you know, burgers and chips? Like, did you have to actively work on that mindset?
Okay, so where it took me slightly longer to lose weight, the 2 years, it was really learning new ways of eating. But the brilliant thing about the plan was I never felt like I deprived myself of anything. Right. So I would still have my favourite chocolate bar, or I would still build in like having a pizza or whatever it was. So I could build it into the plan, so I never ever felt like...
deprived.
No.
That's the key, isn't it? Because I think what happens to a lot of people that struggle at Target is they felt deprived on their journey. So when they get there, they go, right, how can I party?
Yes.
And yeah, I know I did first time I get to Target. Yeah, I got there. And then I was like, well, I'm thin now. Bring on the Prosecco and I put it all back on. So yeah. It's understanding those grooves and where potentially they need to be really worked on, don't they? So
And don't get me wrong, I still have times where, like, you know, if I'm on holiday or I've got an event or something like that, yeah, I will definitely...
loosen the belt.
But I always know that I can fall straight back on the plan and get those few
now,
little...
You're a marathon runner now.
Oh my gosh, what is that all about?
I don't know.
Did you it's just say the marathon runner?
Because it's something I'm in awe of, people who run marathons, because it takes such courage and such endurance. And also, you know, talking about judgment, not judging yourself that you... Because I can imagine getting to like mile one for me, but mile 13 and being like, I can't do this. Like, how did that happen to you, that you became a marathon runner?
Good question.
How did it happen?
Did it actually happen? Do you know what? Like, so throughout my whole weight loss journey, I didn't exercise at all. I had no confidence. It wasn't for me in the slightest. And then once I'd lost the weight, I kind of got the confidence and I started doing like things like parking further away from the shops, that sort of thing. And then eventually I did Couch to 5K. And that was amazing because it kind of just built me up from nothing to then suddenly running 5K. And I remember scrolling through the weeks and thinking, blimey, there's week six or whatever it was. I've got to run 20 minutes non-stop. But it kind of gave you that belief in yourself, like, actually, I can do that. And so from that, I just kept on running. And then, 6 years later, I'm then running around London.
That is amazing. And how did that feel to complete a marathon?
Do you know what? It was so emotional. I filmed a little video and sent it to my husband. And I was crying. Like, I can't believe I've just done this. But do you know what? I loved it. I loved the training, the whole build-up, building yourself up, you know, from like 1 mile to 3 miles to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It was...
How long is the training plan then?
Oh, it was like 16 to 18 weeks.
And you did it part of the Slimming World team. There's a team of people. That kind of... And can any member join this team? How does it work? I don't know.
Oh, so you have to apply for it, and then you get... chosen from that, so there's quite a process to go through.
Yeah, there's lots of different kinds of people get chosen,
They choose like consultants, members of staff, then members, so it's a real great mix of team. And then so you get your do your training, and every week you train, you kind of give yourself that little extra belief that, oh blimey, I can't believe I've just done that. And then running around with 40,000 people was just
incredible.
I feel incredibly lucky, and to do it for Slimming World, you changed my life. It was just like wow.
And how long did it take you to run?
So it took me just over 5 hours.
Wow. I'd be there 5 years later.
Yeah,
me. I'm still here. Don't forget about me. It's the people who run in the crazy costumes.
I know.
Oh, it was warm, hilarious. I was running, and then suddenly this dinosaur's running past me.
But that scent on the day, that buzz must carry you through.
Yeah, you're like high-fiving people as you're running. It was, really good
and
fun.
And you still run now, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, nothing like that, blimey. Yeah. But, I do keep up with my running and try and get the kids into it. It's not so much easy, but we try.
I was going to say, has the way you eat has just been a natural progression to your whole family, I guess? Do they all food optimise without even knowing it?
Yeah, it's just a natural way of eating now. But they still have things like nuggets and chips. Yeah. And on those days, we'd have things like stir fries and stuff. Yeah. So, you know, it's just getting a good mix.
But that family balance.
Yeah, definitely.
But what about becoming a consultant? How did that come about?
So I've been a consultant for 10 years.
Wow. Oh, snap. A bit older than you. Yeah.
And it was because, you know, probably every consultant says the same thing, but it changed my life. Yeah. And so I just wanted to help other people. Like, it massively changed me. I mean, I could not put into words how much it changed my life. It literally... was incredible.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
And to be able to give that back is such an amazing thing.
Yeah, and seeing people week on week achieve like all these non-scale victories or get into smaller jeans. I had a member last year who lost like 6 stone and managed to go on a fairground ride with her daughter. I mean, those sort of things, just members who join to get pregnant or getting married, it's amazing. Yeah. It is just one of the most incredible jobs in the world. It's not even a job.
No. Do you know what? I think it is, like, you can't explain to someone unless you've been there and you're like, I just want to do it so I can change someone else's life. It's like, you go to work and you get paid to do it, but it's more than that, isn't it? And you never switch off as a Slimming World consultant. Like, when do you know? You don't get a day off because you're always thinking about them, aren't you?
Yes, all the time. Yeah. Yes.
It becomes an extension of your family.
It really does. Yeah. It's a Slimming World family.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Claire's just like, you're nutters.
Do you want to be a consultant?
No, don't.
She's just like, no.
Anna will flipping get all the referral fees, that's for sure. Yeah. But I think, you know, it's amazing, I think, when people... Say if there's someone listening to this now and they are knowing that they maybe need to kind of take those first steps. To hear from people like us who've kind of taken those steps and give a little... insight of what's the other side of the door, the fear door or fear bubble, whatever they, you know, you want to call it. I think it kind of just shows people, look, get curious. What is the phrase that we say? Don't get furious, get curious.
Yeah, like
get fascinated.
Fascinate, yeah. Don't get, Margaret says, don't get angry, become detective and get fascinated in what you've seen and find something out. So I think I probably paraphrased very badly, but yeah.
Now, here's a man who looks like he's dressed for the occasion. Shorts and a waterproof.
It's soggy.
How is it at the top there?
Wonderful.
You can see miles, can you, today?
Yeah, not very far, but at least we were there.
Well, go get warm and dry.
Thank you.
I think, maybe in this situation, shorts is better job than
Do you know
what?
I was just
trousers.
Thinking that. I've got 3 changes of clothes in the car.
Okay, well, look.
A little bit scared.
We'll capture a snap of where we are hiding under a big tree with Anna, putting the umbrella over her and Zoe, but the back of it is running straight down
yeah,
my back.
Oh, my God, but the back's running down the,
all
the
trees. Yeah, I'm getting it too.
We've all got wet bottoms,
we've all got
haven't
it.
We?
Basically. So it's a glamorous place that we record similar podcasts. But look, you know, from Dorset to the Peak District, thank you for joining
thank
us, Zoe.
Thank you for having me. It's been brilliant. Thank you.
And we'll share some of Zoe's snaps and bits of her story on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. And just a reminder, you know, if you haven't checked these out, we have got these summer bonus podcast episodes, which are running over the course of August. Slimming World is doing a summer campaign called It's a Kind of Magic, and we have done 4 special podcast episodes. You can come and walk with me and Anna on the beach, through the town centre, through the city centre, up a hill. It's lots of fun, and it's just to kind of help for some of you guys who have been doing food optimising maybe a while, but you kind of want to step into the body magic world, or for some of you who like walking anyway, you can just have a little bit extra Anna and Claire in your ears. Yeah. Anna, you're gonna sell it, mate.
I mean, it's amazing from a woman who doesn't like walking unless it's in a shopping centre or
I've
to a
got
spa
to do 4 walking episodes.
Exactly. Guys, and I'm alive.
Yeah. Have a great great weekend, great week, whatever you get up to. Come back and listen to this episode as many times as you need to. And go enjoy your food, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Bye for now.